Now, fill up sample PL for these urgent care. Today's date is 12/27/2025. The patient is for Miss Jeronima Martinez. Martinez spells M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. Jeronima spells G-E-R-O-N-I-M-A. Date of birth is 06/21/1962. This is a 63-year-old female here with left shoulder pain, period. She denies trauma. She said routinely at work she does a lot of overhead lifting with moving heavy stuff, period. She described pain as sharp, rated pain 7/10, increase with abduction, period. Patient says she can only abduct her shoulder so far and not any further, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 status 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 107/69. Pulse 84. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Next paragraph, left shoulder. Telling us about a patient in the lateral surface, correction, in the region of her AC joint. Decreased range of motion. Patient can abduct her shoulder to approximately 30 degrees only, period. Next line, pulses, regular rhythm, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. No scapular ringing, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is rotator cuff injury. Number two is shoulder pain. Number three, medication refill. Open parentheses. Patient is requesting refill of the metformin. As she said, she's almost out. Close parentheses. Next paragraph. Procedure. Trigger point injection. Next line. Patient and I had a discussion about the procedure. I explained to her complications, side effects, and outcomes. She expressed understanding and gave verbal permission for me to proceed, period. Next line, patients and I identified the areas maximum pain. These areas were marked with a skin marker. Next line, the areas were prepped using betadine and alcohol, after which lidocaine and solumedrol, 5 milliliters and 80 milligrams respectively, mixed and injected at the site of maximum pain. Next line, on completion of injection, patient was able to move her shoulder in full abduction and reports improvement in pain, period. She was strongly encouraged not to go to another facility for any more injections of this type, as injecting the site before 3 months can result in tendon injuries. She says she understands and will comply. Next line, site was massaged after injection, then covered with Band-Aid. Patient tolerated procedure well. There were no complications. She was sent home with the following medication: naproxen 250 milligrams 1 pill BID for 14 days. Her medication was refilled as follows: metformin 500 milligrams 1 pill daily for 90 days. Number 90. She was given opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.